Hi, this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. I'm so glad to listen and be able to talk to you. Hopefully we'll be able to have a lot of wonderful people calling in for a lot of good healings this evening. We do have a new phone number, a worldwide phone number, which is really a serious thing for us because it means that we're getting very big. The phone number is 888-815-9756. Our regular numbers are 1-877-876-5227 and 1-888-815-9756 and 1-530-876-9146. And my computer is up and running. I'm learning how to return my emails, so if you guys want to return my emails to Stephen Barish at bbsradio.com, I'm more than happy to help you as much as I possibly can. This evening, what I would like to discuss, Dr. Fred Bell and I were on his show last night, or I was on his show last night, and we were discussing the flamethrower that's in my room. I'm having some interesting things happening in the room. I don't know how many people know that I do massages in my room, and I'm capable of being able to see the energy above the table, below the table, the angels coming in, people coming in, spirits coming in, leaving, giving me messages, and I'm doing that as I'm working on the clients. I can see their chakras. I can see the energy of the chakras opening and closing in terms, not actually closing, but actually seeing them opening even more than closing down a little bit and keep on opening and closing. It's very, very fast, and I'm able to see the oxygen coming into the chakras. I go about 4 feet above the body and able to see the blue oxygen, which is actually gorgeous, going into the chakras. But some interesting things have been happening. I don't know if it's because of the new, I do have a new projector on, and I'm becoming more sensitive to the energies around me, and it seems to be very, very powerful. What is happening is that I'm able to see a different universe behind the projector, and also behind the flamethrower, which is really, really interesting. What's happening is that the energy, I presume it's because of the necklace that I'm wearing, I'm able to see a lot more. What's happening is that the energies that are in the room, I've got my projectors that are up on the walls about 6 feet high. There's a big ball of light in the center of the room, but what is more spectacular is that on the other side of the flamethrower is a completely different universe, which is attracting the light in my room, and is going, the light in my room is actually going towards the flamethrower, out of the flamethrower, coming back in a different form, a much higher vibration. When it leaves, and a much different vibration when it comes back, very, very strong. So what I told Dr. Fred last night was is that actually everything is aiming towards the flamethrower, which is opening up to a different kind of universe, and I'm not sure exactly what it is yet, but I'm tuning into it, and it should be a lot of fun. The energy in the room has become about 3 or 4 times the power that it was before, and people are really interested in my room now, so I'm getting phone calls about my room. But the interesting thing is that my energy is growing at a super speed of rate, and it's really, really a lot of fun to use this kind of energy to be able to heal people as quick as I possibly can. So if anybody's interested, I do heal people all over. So if you're interested in calling, please give us a call. I'm more than happy to help you as much as I possibly can. And this evening, we should have a lot of fun with it. What I would like to talk tonight about is the flamethrower. As I said, the energies are absolutely gorgeous. It's gold. I'm looking at it now. It's gold. It's white. There is a different universe on the other side, which is pure. It's a ball of light that's very strong, and a complete universe on the other side of the flamethrower. And I told Fred last night that I actually saw a saucer the other week on the other side of it. It's been quite interesting. It's been a lot of fun to be able to see all this energy and the projectors. And I do have a flamethrower underneath my table, and that is also aimed towards, for some odd reason, towards this tremendous light that's coming through the flamethrower and going out through the flamethrower. What's interesting is we have and Fred was telling me that this has got a purification chamber on it. There are two crystals facing each other. So the energies that are coming through from the other side are being purified. As I'm working with people, the energies that are pulling out of the people, my clients, are being purified and put back in. They feel much higher rate of energy, and there's so much going on. It's just really, really crazy, and it's a lot of fun to use. So I'm not sure why I'm seeing all this, but it seems to be a lot of fun, and that's what I'm doing now. It seems to me that the love that I have is growing even more, and the compassion is growing even more, and I'm becoming more sensitive. I think it's because of the energies that's coming in, but also I have I got a new platinum projector that I'm wearing, and it's very powerful, and I seem to be able to see a lot more with it, and to be able to do a lot more with it. I was with a friend last week. We were talking about this last night, and he had a what are they called? One of these. It's a Econoline. It's I guess a camper, you could say. And his battery was completely dead. And all of a sudden, for some odd reason, we were discussing it, and he walked back into the camper while I was there. We were trying to, you know, charge it up with batteries and different things of that nature, with other batteries, with cables and the whole thing. And it didn't seem to even make a slight bit of effort. I mean, it wasn't even doing anything. And then the energy from the projector went into the battery of the truck, and instantaneously it started. So these projectors really work, and I'm finding it's a lot of fun to use and a lot of fun to have around me. So that's what I've been doing, and I'm able to do a lot more energy work with my clients. I'm able to see the chakras even better. So something is happening in my room. Maybe it's happening worldwide, but I'm actually seeing a lot more with the platinum projector. This evening also, I would love to talk about love and compassion and understanding. It's so important to be able to use these things as best we possibly can. When I am meditating or when I am doing my massage work, love comes through me. I don't know why it comes so strong, but I'm able to see it come through my fingers. It's pure white light. It just comes right through and goes through whoever I'm working on at the particular time. And a lot of people that were very advanced in my room, this is my meditation room and my projector room, we were able to do a lot of different wonderful things. In other words, what I was doing was actually, the people were actually just lighting up so much. They were going into transparency a few years ago, and now a lot of my clients who are not advanced are going into transformations of transparency, which means to me, and what I'm able to see, is that the heart is gone, the lungs are gone, the pancreas, the liver, everything is gone in the body. It's just pure white light coming through all the chakras and are completely lit up inside with absolutely everything gone. So I can see through the top of the body all the way down to through the two open chakras at the bottom of the feet and the hands. And it's just really amazing to see that we're going into that kind of advancement. So if I'm doing this, I know other people are doing it. And it really makes a big difference. And it's so wonderful to see. Compassion, without saying anything else, is just absolutely fabulous. With all this energy that's going on in the room, compassion is extremely strong. It's just absolutely wonderful. And it gives you a feeling of really being in touch with the Almighty. It's just so wonderful to be able to do this kind of work and to be able to heal people and to be able to love them and give them what they need. It's just wonderful to see. I can't explain it other than that. Even the brain is gone. It's just pure white light and love. And it seems to be really touching me in a big way. And I thought that I was sensitive before, but I think I'm becoming a lot more sensitive as I'm seeing a lot more light and a lot more different kinds of things that are going on in terms of universal love and the universes of different universes. I've never seen so much of it in my life before, so this is all new to me too. But what I'm able to do without too much work now is get rid of brain chatter, and that's something that a lot of people have. And what that is that when we are not focused as well as we should be focused, we have what is known as brain chatter, which you can be thinking of 10,000 things in 1 second. In other words, you might be thinking about what you're going to have for lunch or what you're going to have for dinner or what you're going to be able to do during the day or what program you watched or what movie you saw or whatever the case may be runs through your mind. And the most important thing to do is to let all that go and to allow yourself to bring yourself into a tremendous amount of light and love. The more meditation you do, the better the feeling of the sensitivity becomes and the more compassion and love and light you do have. So it's amazing the amount of work that's done in a short period of time. When your mind is clear, when your body is clear, it's amazing how fast that you can heal or heal somebody or heal the planet. I think it's very important that we clear our minds at this particular juncture, especially with what happened in the last 8 years, and to be able to help the planet as much as we possibly can to restore it to its magnificence of which it is now, but we want to make it even of a higher light, of a higher benevolent love. And that's what we really need to do. We need to pull it together now. So it's that energy, I think, is coming through for us. It's just a lot more powerful, and we need to be able to handle it. So I think as the light becomes stronger, we need to be able to be clearer, to be able to receive this light that's coming down from heaven. So it's really a lot of fun to do, and it really is a lot of fun to be able to heal people and to be able to give them the love that they really deserve and need. So if anybody needs to call me, please, I'm more than happy to help this evening. And phone numbers are 1-877-876-5227, 1-888-815-9756, or 1-530-876-9146. And we have a new worldwide phone number, which is 888-815-9756. And that is worldwide. So it's really a lot of fun to be able to help people worldwide. We've done that before here. and it's a lot of fun. So please give me a call. I'm more than happy to help you with whatever you need. To continue on, I think it's really important that we understand that we need to keep, with all this that's happening, all that I'm able to see, we need to keep it simple. That's what God told me, that we need to keep all this energy very simple. The reason that we're able and capable of seeing more is that if you keep this simple and to love yourself, I think it's so important to be able to do that. Once you keep things very simple and you keep your mind open is when you're able to see the energy so pure and so clean. And it's a matter of letting go to be able to see more. And the more we let go, the more energy comes in, the more we see, the more we feel, the more compassion we have to be able to help each other. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, see?
Yes, can I help you?
Hi. This is Donnie from Toronto.
Oh, wonderful. Can you speak up a little bit?
Yeah, I am. I am talking really loud. Can you hear me?
Okay, great. What can I help you with?
Okay, I have a little problem with my skin that I'm a healer, but I'm sort of blocked on this front.
Okay.
I have a problem with the wounds on my skin not healing very, very well.
Okay.
Like I have scrapes on my knees from when I was a kid and things like that.
Okay. Very
good.
So,
is this too specific a problem or?
Well, let's see what we could do. In front of you, there is a pillar of light which instantaneously came into your area within about 2 or 3 seconds ago. It's about four feet wide.
Can you speak up? I can hardly hear you.
Okay. There's a pillar of light which is about 4 feet in front of you. What you need, actually, it's a foot and a half in front of you. It's 4 feet wide. What you need to do is take your right hand and reach out. You'll be able to feel that energy coming to you. How does that feel? Move your hand into it. That's it.
Yeah, those are some stones I'm working with. It's cribrion.
Can you feel the energy of the light, which is about a foot and a half in front of you?
Yeah.
Okay, what I would like you to do is take you, the telephone, and walk right into the light there.
Okay. I just brought the light closer to me.
Walk right into it. That's it. Keep walking into it. Very good. Right there. You're right in the center of it.
Yeah.
Okay. What I need you to do is just let everything go.
Mm-hmm.
That light is actually from heaven. So what you need to do is just let everything go and let the light go where it needs to go, honey. I can see it already going into the source in your arms and through your body. That's it. You're calming down. You should be able to feel yourself becoming a lot more centered and grounded.
Yeah.
Okay, your mind is going to start opening up an awful lot. Just allow that to happen. Don't restrict yourself.
Okay.
That's it. You should be able to feel the energy in the left side of your heart, all through the heart right now.
Yeah. The whole left side of my body.
Yes. Let that work. Just let everything go. That's opening up the left side. It's going to open the right side in a couple seconds here.
Okay.
You should be able to feel that coming over on your right side of your body now.
Yeah.
Good. Just let go, honey. Let go.
Okay.
Keep your mind clear. That's it.
Can you see that?
How does that feel to you?
Wow, that's great.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
That's your light, honey. I don't know why God's given me that ability to do this, but it's yours. That's coming right from heaven.
Yeah.
You should be able to feel your arms and your body healing right now.
Yeah, I feel a tingling sensation.
Yes. What you need to do, dear, is let go. You need to clear your mind. The more you clear your mind, the more light you'll receive. Very important to let go. Yeah. Everything that was bothering you is letting go, honey, right now. I'm just feeling the energy coming through you, and you're coming down very softly. Can you feel that?
Well, I'm sort of turning round. There's a circling energy at my heart.
Yes. Allow it to go through, honey. Allow everything to work. Receiving so much heavenly energy right now. You must be awfully gifted, honey. Awfully gifted.
Thank you.
I'm getting a message for you loud and clear. It's saying, be still and know that I am God. It's exactly what I'm hearing, honey, so I'm passing that message on to you.
Thank you.
How does that feel?
I'm still like expanding.
Yes, you're going to be expanding for about another hour and a half. You're going
All
to be
right.
letting go of things that you never thought you could let go of before, so I think you're doing very well. Do you feel almost in a state of nirvana?
Well, I'm getting very, very light now.
Yes.
Really, I can hardly speak.
I know, honey. I know. You're going into a state of nirvana. That's wonderful, honey.
The heart is opening, really. Oh,
yes.
I can't talk now.
It's okay, honey. Allow yourself just to let go. Just I'm going to talk to you. You don't have to talk to me, okay? That's it. I can feel your expansion all the way to here. That feels absolutely wonderful. It should feel just absolutely wonderful to you. Anybody out there listening, this young lady is going into a state of nirvana. She's in a 4-foot encircled light coming down from heaven. And right now she can't speak because she is in absolute nirvana. So she's really, really receiving, and she's opening up to a tremendous amount of light and a tremendous amount of healing. That's wonderful. That's so wonderful that you're accepting that light. It's just, it's so beautiful. Okay, I'll tell you what I'm seeing so you'll know. I see a lot of yellow light, a lot of pure white light. I see blue oxygen light. I see your chakras look like diamonds. They're absolutely glowing at maximum. As I'm saying, this new projector that I have is projecting even more, so the light is even stronger. Yeah. How does that feel now? Do you have a chair you can sit down in? No, I'm being told to stand up. You need to stand up, honey. You still need to be
in there. I've been standing up.
Yes, I know you have. So you'll know, what I need you to do, hold your hand out like you're going to shake my hand. Can
yeah.
you do that? What I'm
yeah.
going to do, I'm going to touch your fingertips with the palm of my hand. You'll be able to feel the energy. Just give me a second here. Can you feel that as I'm slowly moving the energy? Here you go.
You're touching my palm.
Yes, I am, honey.
Yeah, there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very good. There's no limit to your aura. Your aura actually goes to heaven. So when you hear people tell you your aura is only a foot away from your body, it's not so.
Uh-huh.
The aura goes to heaven, honey. We're all connected the same way. I'm so glad that I could help you.
Oh, thank you.
You're quite welcome. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
Thank you. What is your name? I don't even know your name.
It's Donnie. I'm calling from Toronto,
yes,
Canada.
Yes, Toronto is about 3-hour ride from here. I'm in Rochester, New York.
Oh.
So I'm very familiar with the Toronto. I go up there about 3-4 times a year.
Oh, okay.
Love it up there. I go to Niagara-on-the-Lake a lot.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful there.
Yeah, it's cold here now.
Well, it's 6.8 degrees here now. I don't know what it would be in centigrade, but it's actually 6.1. So it's pretty cold here, too. But we both get that Lake Ontario breeze. Listen, take care of yourself. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much.
You're quite
take care
welcome.
You too.
To. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So what we were talking about basically is we need to learn self-value of who we are and where we're going. It says in the Bible, know where you're coming from and where you're going to. It's very important. It's almost like a road atlas for me that I take it quite seriously, because I think what it does for me is shows me that when we listen to things that are very important. I'm not a religious person. I guess I'm a little bit, but I'm a very spiritual person. And when I read the Bible, I see things in different dimensions. And I realize how true and how beautiful and how compassionate the Bible really is. And again, I use that as a pathway for me to be able to help myself and help so many other people. There's nothing as powerful as that book that I've ever come in contact with. It works for me on different multidimensional levels, and it really does a wonderful thing, or wonderful things to me. The other thing with compassion is try to keep your promises as much as you possibly can. Sometimes I know that we can't keep them all, but try to keep the ones that are very important. It's very important to do that as best we possibly can.
I'm sorry, what?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Okay, can I help you?
Is this Steve?
Yes, it is.
This is Diane from Alabama.
Oh, hi, Diane. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, honey. What can I help you with?
Well, you've helped my son a lot. His name is Kirk.
Yes.
And he suggested that
he's wonderful. Kirk is wonderful. I talk to him all the time.
Yes, he is. He's a wonderful, wonderful man.
Yes, he is.
He told me to call you and get your suggestions. I would like to buy a receptor.
Yes.
And, well, I've got one already of his, but it doesn't have a stone in it.
Yes, yes.
And what he suggested is I call you and see if you could tell me what color stone I need.
Yeah, we were discussing that yesterday. We were talking for about 15 minutes. May I tune in to you for a minute, please?
Sure.
Thank you, dear. Okay. You seem to be a little low on energy, so what we're going to do is right in front of you, dear, a foot and a half in front of you, is a pillar of pure white light.
Yes.
Would you walk into it, dear? This is your light. It's not mine. This is your light. So
okay.
Just walk right into that very slowly. That's it. Right there. Can you feel the energy?
Yes.
Okay, just stand there. That'll help open you up. That's it. Oh, that feels great. Let the top of your head just open up.
Okay.
I know that it hurts a little bit, but let that open up. Now, you should feel that energy coming down all the way through your body now. How does it feel to you?
It feels warm.
Good, honey. Good. Good. Do you feel your mind becoming clearer?
Yes.
Good, honey. This light is actually from heaven. Good. Oh, boy, does that feel good. Your body wants garnet.
Mm-hmm.
That's for high output. It's physical energy boost, digestion, balance, integration, regeneration. It's good for the adrenals, the liver, the kidney, the pituitary, the spinal column, and blood.
Okay.
And that's what you should be wearing.
A garnet.
What I would highly suggest, we were discussing yesterday about what to wear, and the silver one, the solid silver one, would be really, really good for you.
Okay, that's what I had wanted to order.
Right, right.
But I just didn't know what stone.
Right. I think the garnet will give you a good energy boost, and that's what you really need. But the main thing right now is just to accept this energy that's coming into you and allow that to heal you.
Okay.
This energy is coming right from heaven, honey. It's not coming from me.
It feels warm.
Yes, it does.
Can I ask you another question?
Absolutely, dear.
I have restless leg syndrome.
Yes.
Will the garnet help that?
Yes, it will.
Okay.
It actually should be helping you right now. What I'm seeing is a glow of light coming out of your knees and out of the bottom part of your calves and the upper part of your calves. You should be able to feel, if you put your hand about a foot in front of your leg and slowly pass that, you'll be able to feel a lot of tingling and energy around your legs now. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. And that's coming directly from heaven, honey, so it has nothing to do with me. I'm just the deliverer, that's all.
Thank you.
Your mind should be very, very clear and very grounded.
Yes.
Good, honey. That feels very good. Your blood is being purified right now, by the way.
Wonderful.
Your mind is expanding right now. It needed this purification, so you should be able to feel your energy glowing even more coming from your mind. Can you feel the glow? Can you actually feel the mind expanding right now, or in your body expanding?
Somewhat, yes.
Good. This will go at the speed that you can handle. It's not going to go past what you can handle.
Good.
This is all from heaven. And they know a lot better than I do. How does that feel to you now?
It feels very warm. My whole body just feels warm.
Yes, you're really being taken care of.
I don't believe I've ever had this feeling before.
I bet. You've got a good son.
I do. Thank you.
He really cares about you an awful lot.
He's a beautiful, beautiful man.
Yes, he is. He's,
and I love him very much.
Yep, he's a good man.
He speaks highly of you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, I can really feel it in my calves.
Yes, yes. Just let that light heal you, honey. You're doing great. You should be able to feel that deep, 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 deep within your calves. When you're standing in this kind of light, you're going to feel your body very multidimensionally, even though you might not have felt it before. So what you're feeling is that it could be very deep inside your body at many, many different levels of dimensions. So what you're feeling is things that you never would have thought of before, of how deep your body actually really is in the universe. So what you're feeling is this tremendous, tremendous light that's going through you and the universe, which is around you all the time.
Yeah.
And heaven's around you all the time. I'm receiving a message from heaven love me as I love you.
Thank you.
That's right from heaven, honey. It's not from me. I'm just repeating what I'm hearing. I feel so good.
Mm-hmm.
How do your legs feel now?
They still feel warm and tingly.
Yeah.
Sort of relaxed.
Yes. Your whole body's relaxing.
Yes.
That's so wonderful to talk to you. Your son speaks so highly of you.
Well, thank you.
He really, he loves you very much.
And I love him, too.
I bet.
Very, very much. And I appreciate everything he's done for me. He's done a lot for me.
Yes, he has. He's a good man.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good man.
Yes, he has.
Well, that should help you a lot. What I need you to do is hold out your hand in front of you like I'm going to shake your hand.
Okay.
And I'm just going to pass the energy from my hand to your hand. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. That's just to let you know that the aura is a lot more expansive than what people really think. It actually goes right to heaven.
Wow.
Because we're about, let's see, I'd say we're about 1,200 miles from each other.
Probably.
Yeah, and that's instantaneously being able to feel that energy. If you were on Mars, you would be able to feel the same energy instantaneously.
Yeah.
It's really amazing how it works.
We're all connected.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And nobody's better than anybody else. We're all the same.
That's right. That's
we're
exactly right.
That's right. Thank you so much for calling. And please, this light will stay with you for quite some time.
Wonderful.
And any time you need to use that light, you can step into it. It's usually about a foot and a half in front of you, and it will be pure white light. The reason that we don't receive this amount of energy is we just need to accept what we accept and have what we have, and when we need the extra light, we can actually walk right into it.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you so much for helping me, Steve.
Oh, God bless you, and I hope, please send love and light to your son.
Oh, I always do.
Thank you.
I always do. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And so let's get back to what we were doing. I have my little notes here as I'm talking. Try to be as focused as you can be. Everybody within my voice has got that light standing in front of them within a foot and a half. You can use that energy. The reason that you're receiving it is because God is bringing that light down, and I don't know why it's happening a foot and a half in front of people. I have no idea, but what I'm doing is doing what I'm told to do. And so everybody within my voice has got that light in front of them now. So you're welcome to use that as much as you can, and please enjoy it. It's a gift, and enjoy it as much as you possibly can. It's filled with light, compassion, and love. And please, what I was talking about before with compassion and understanding is that the more compassion we have for ourselves, the more compassion we'll have for everybody on the planet. And we need it so badly. And hello?
Hello, this is Dominic from Maine.
Hey, Dominic, how you doing?
Oh, fine. Having lots of fun with the train troubles here.
Wonderful.
Yes, it always excites me having to take all these detours and stutters and whatever.
Wonderful.
Okay, you asked me to phone in this week because you wanted to tell me the name of a book that there was a picture of Semyese in.
Yes.
Did you remember to find out the title?
Pardon me, I can't hear. Can you speak up a bit?
Did you remember to find the title?
Oh, yes.
You couldn't remember last week.
Oh, gosh, I got it around here somewhere. That book is right in front of me somewhere. Can you hold on a sec?
Yeah.
I'm going to walk into my bedroom and get it because I was looking at it the other day.
My gosh.
How have you been?
Oh, I've been fine. Yes, it's been quite a very bright week in mentally speaking. Yes,
uh-huh.
My energy.
That's wonderful. I'm so happy for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Dominic is calling from London, England. How are things there?
Yes, it's sort of, we had a lovely bright day today.
It's
unusual to see the sun these days. You know, usually it's sort of these weird, thick clouds that pour with rain eternally.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we just had a lovely, clear day.
Yeah, it's been crazy here. I know you guys do things in centigrade. We have, it's 6.1 degrees here in Rochester, New York.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really, really cold.
Wow.
Yeah. It's very, very cold. So it's a lot of fun, but for skiers, it's great.
I haven't seen snow in still. You know, we haven't had snow in a number of years.
Right.
I think more than half an inch.
Right. Well,
I wish I could have
it. It gets pretty cold here.
I teleport one day over to America just to have a day of snow.
Yeah. Hold on a second. I was reading it the other day. I thought I had it along my bedside here. I was reading it again. It's such a good book to read. Dominic, what I'll do, I have your email.
Okay, I'm trying to think. I looked at a couple of times. You know, he's written a book, The Promise, and there's also Death of Ignorance. Is it one of those?
No. It's not Death of Ignorance. It's a small book.
Okay.
It has a picture of Simjazi on the front of it, actually.
Okay, I know. The one with the painting, you know, The Promise. Painting of
yes.
Demiasse coming from a UFO.
Yes, that's called The Promise. Yes, that's the name of the book.
Okay.
The Promise.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought also, when you talk about seeing the other universe through the, what's it called?
Flamethrower?
Mm-hmm. But I keep seeing kind of a flip, like a film projector flicker. I don't know what that means, but it's all the kind of silvery energy I get from you when you're talking about, and suddenly when you talk about seeing other universe, I start seeing this flickering light.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very puzzling, but maybe
what I would do, Dominic, is let it go.
Okay, well, I like the idea of experiencing it. You know, it'll probably pop up again next time you talk about it. Okay, well, I'll
tell you what to do. I'll give you an idea of the power. That light is in front of you about a foot and a half. It's pure white light. I'm looking at it right now. Why don't you step into it, Dominic?
Okay.
That's it, right there. How does that feel?
Oh, gosh.
Let everything go. You're doing beautiful, buddy. That's wonderful. Just accept that light and let it go. Let all the interest in your mind go. Just allow the nirvana to happen. That's it. Open up to all the love that it has to give you. Open up to all the compassion. Just allow it to go. That's it. You're opening up areas of your mind that you've never opened up before. It's wonderful to see that, Dominic.
I feel like I'm getting closer to the source of it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Enjoy it, my friend. I know it's getting heavy. Just allow it to get heavy because it's going to get lighter. It's just pulling out a lot of stuff out of you right now.
Okay.
That's it. Just let it work. Okay, what I need you to do, Dominic, is let go of everything. Just let go of everything and all the pain will go away. That's it. Oh, that feels wonderful. Oh, Dominic, that's wonderful. You're expanding, my friend. Everything open. You're doing wonderful. It's beautiful, Dominic. I bet you're seeing colors now, because I'm seeing the colors coming from you. I don't think you've seen these colors before.
It's almost actually something unimaginable. That's how it's
experiencing.
See?
Just accept.
Yeah, I'm getting these certain colors. Yeah.
Yes. Just enjoy it. It's all yours. It's all for you. Wow, Dominic, that's incredible. Keep your mind open. Keep everything open. You're just starting to expand. Enjoy the expansiveness. You're doing great, buddy. Allow your mind to lift. Allow everything to go, Dominic. You're holding back a little bit. Don't restrict yourself. That's it. Let go, Dominic. Just let everything go. You're doing fine. Trust, Dominic. Trust. Trust in your growth. Allow yourself to become boundless. Allow your boundaries to go. Beautiful. That was the magic key for you. You're really starting to expand now. Be boundless, my friend. Be boundless. I'm going to have to go in about 2 minutes, Dominic, but remain in your light. That's your light, my friend. That'll always be there for you. So you have that. No, it won't be? Okay. It might last about 2 weeks, 1 week. 1 week.
Uh-huh.
And then call me back again, and we'll hook that light up again for you. It'll be good for 1 week. And stay in there, Dominic, and be boundless.
Okay.
Allow your compassion to come through even more and your own love come through even more.
Mm-hmm.
Don't restrict yourself. You know the difference between goodness and something else.
Yeah.
So always think goodness. That's it. Dominic, I'm going to have to go, buddy. I'm terribly sorry. This hour went by so fast.
Well, it was a wonderful hour.
Yes. And get that book if you can. It's unbelievably powerful.
Yeah, I got The Promise. Yes, it's one of the books I've got.
Yes, it's really fabulous. Dominic, thank you so much for calling, my friend.
Okay, well, lovely to talk to you again. Okay, speak to you next week then. Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Bye.
Looking forward to it. Take care, Dominic.
Bye.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've got about another 2 minutes here, so if anybody needs to call, I can last for another 2 minutes, and then we'll wait till next week, or you can call me you can actually leave a message on my computer. It's Stephen Barish at www.bbsradio.com, and that'll be lifted right over to me. If you need to leave me a message or something and need some help, I'm more than happy to return your email, or even better, leave a phone number and I will call you and I will speak to you personally and help you as much as I possibly can. That's what this is all about, is helping each other. So please, when you're writing to me, please have a phone number and I will definitely get back to you. Thank you so much. God bless, and I'll talk to everybody next week. Bye-bye.